The debrief, October 7, 2024. I put out a Twitter poll of myself this morning, some interesting results. Now, you guys will know immediately who these guys are. I was surprised when some people in the replies weren't quick to it. Some were. Some actually did not know who the two coaches were, just listing like the blind resume, like one of those deals. So Coach A, 170, 104 and 2, 11 and 11 in the playoffs, won Super Bowl. Coach B, 176, 102 and 2, 8 and 10 in the playoffs, won Super Bowl. We all know who the two coaches are here.
Yes.
The two coaches who faced off last night, and McCarthy and Tomlin.
And who did your listeners or your followers pick?
Coach A, Mike McCarthy, with 80.6% of the vote.
Do you think your listeners knew exactly who they were voting for, though?
So, I mean, just under 800 votes as of now. Like, I wondered how many people vote. I mean, I always do wonder how many people who actually voted knew who each coach was. Mm-hmm. There were some people in the replies like, oh, who's that other coach? Obviously, one's Tomlin. Some people questioned if it was Cowher. If Cowher was the other one. Some people thought it might have been Sean Payton.
So basically anyone that's like a contemporary who has won Super Bowl and they were just trying to rattle off the whole list.
Yeah, and I was surprised that it was this lopsided. Now, maybe the people who voted were smart to it and thought, oh, well, the guy who won last night is Coach A. I'm voting for him.
I think people probably knew that Coach B was Tomlin because of the losing playoff record.
It's also just so wild to me, the perception of the two guys. Poor McCarthy. His ass is just on the hot seat every single year, and the other guy is lauded like he's going to be a coach for life until he doesn't want to be.
What's that term in politics right now? Gaslighting, or I guess in any arena where you know something to be true, essentially, and people just continue to tell you that it's not, that like what you think to be true is just not even remotely real. That's how I feel when I criticize, or anyone here criticizes Tomlin, I think, on obvious merits. And then you hear national pundits and opinion makers, or last night the broadcast team, talking about these problems of his like they are virtues. Like, the only thing I can think of is this, Pony. Guys like Collinsworth are such like old football guys, even though Collinsworth obviously knows the modern game. They just love that crap about Tomlin. They just love the way he talks about football. They love how obsessed he genuinely is.
Oh, they
love,
I mean, people.
McCarthy, rather, did you see Gentile tweet out McCarthy looking at his play sheet and the other side of the picture is just Big Jim's menu? Like,
should have been Archie's.
Yeah, that's McCarthy in a nutshell.
They fawned over what he said at halftime. We're kicking our own butts, and they acted like that was the greatest quote, like something William Shakespeare had come up with.
Even though that was completely false, I think it was the other team that was kicking its
own butt. They were very fortunate to only be down three at
the half.
They were extremely fortunate.
Reminded me a little bit, now this is a game they won, but last year, same time, remember the gaffes that were made by the Ravens in the Week 5 game? The Steelers won.
Good call.
The Cowboys should have won the game by two scores. They left at least 9 points on the field.
There's a big difference, though, between that Baltimore. I understand you're saying aesthetically it looked the same. The big difference is that quarterback is an MVP, and you're the Steelers with second-year Kenny Pickett. Yes, they had Dak Prescott, but their best player is Micah Parsons and didn't suit up. They had a guy with 5 pick sixes last year who didn't suit up. They have DeMarcus Lawrence, who is not quite maybe Cam Hayward career resume, a notch or two
below.
He's
a very good defensive player.
Did not suit up.
They were very shorthanded. They aren't good to begin with running. They're horrible running the ball. They had a lot working against them, and they could have blown the Steelers' doors off.
You know what was a really damning play in that game? We talk about the play the Steelers ran where they
gave it to Schlumpkin.
Yeah,
Blumpkin. I don't know what the hell the guy's name is.
I knew you were going to get there eventually.
The Cowboys basically ran the same play late in the game, and they got like 20 yards on it.
Are you talking about the one where Dowdle went left?
It was like third and 6 or 7.
I don't know if it's the exact same play, because I think the one I'm thinking of was earlier, maybe in the fourth quarter, but there's one where Queen is out there trying to string the play out. Dowdle puts one foot in the ground and goes by Queen, who, another just brutal game for him. He got about 20, so maybe it is the same play. Just, man, when is it going to change? Because the actors in the movie change, and the director never does.